What's going on, guys? Welcome to Modular Day here at ETH Denver. Here today with Dan Mills, head of product at Avail. Avail recently launched a really, really awesome announcement called the Avail Trinity. Today we're going to unpack some of that. But first, Dan, why don't we get to know you a bit more? I know that we've just met here a couple days back. So maybe tell us a bit about your story and why Web3 and crypto is something that your career is now a part of.
Yeah, happy to. So, hi everyone. My name is Dan. I'm head of product at Avail. I started out as an engineer. Was really into open source. I have some gray hair, so I've been in the industry for the software industry for a long time. Did a lot of Linux stuff, open web. I worked on Firefox. I did a bunch of identity things. Most recently, before I jumped into the Web3 space, I was working at Square on the Square's verification, KYC platform, basically for sellers. And I really wanted something just more technically challenging. Like KYC as a software stack is not really all that interesting. The only challenges are kind of about scale. Like they just verify so many people. I was really, obviously I knew about blockchain tech from a long time, ago. And a lot of my colleagues had been doing Web3 things, and I thought it was the right time. I started looking around. I really wanted to join an infrastructure team in particular, because I was just passionate in the potential for this ecosystem, as opposed to any individual use case. And I landed at Polygon on the Avail team when it was still within Polygon. And then a little over a year ago, the team spun off of Polygon as an independent company, and I came with the team. It's been a great, exciting ride so far.
Awesome, man. Yeah, love to hear the... I always just get happy when people come from Web2 or kind of traditional backgrounds and come join Web3. I think this year we'll see a lot of developer talent come in. Obviously, when the market gets hot, people get excited. But also just with these new programming languages, this modular stack, optionality for devs is, it casts a wider net. So quite excited. In Avail's case, originally focused on data availability and still key priority. I know that mainnet soon, I saw the when mainnet stickers. Those are nice. But also kind of thinking orders of consequences in the future. So maybe talk us through about the upcoming DA launch on mainnet, what that looks like, and then kind of how your thought process has taken you to kind of build out other layers of the stack.
Yeah, totally. Let's take a step back and think about why are we doing these DA layers? We started Avail, the Avail project started in 2020, right around the time when Ethereum was doing a pivot over to a roll-up centric, roadmap. And it became clear right from the outset that roll-ups are very data hungry. Like they need a lot of block space. They don't need other features. Like they don't need execution at the base layer. They need just raw block space. And that's really one of the key things that data availability layers are looking to provide, is they're looking to provide scalable raw block space that you can trust. And at the same time, it also was clear that in a world where you have a lot of rollups, the developer experience and the user experience really suffer. If you have ever had to transfer any asset from one L2 to another L2, or do any kind of transaction that involves multiple chains, it's a nightmare right now at all levels. It's a nightmare for developers to develop applications that use multiple chains, and it's a nightmare for users if you have to switch wallets or switch the network within the wallet, and you use one bridge over here and you use another bridge over there, and they all work differently, and it's just very confusing. It takes a long time, and it's just a very fragmented space, and it's just going to get worse. At this point, we have dozens, maybe hundreds of rollups already, fully operational. Of course, there's a few huge ones, but there's a lot of smaller ones, and more are coming. As that increases, you know, we look to support them in terms of scalability, but the next level is how can we support a unified developer experience and user experience that crosses across these rollups. And that's what we just unveiled. So we've been thinking about it for a long time, but we've been pretty quiet about it until just, you know, this week. So it's very exciting for me that I'm able to share, you know, more of our roadmap. So at the base layer, we have AvailDA, and that is a data availability layer. It uses validity proofs. And so it, the headers of our blocks contain KCG polynomial commitments, which allow light clients, which don't download the whole block, right? So because they're light clients, they're still able to gain a high level of confidence that the block data was correctly published by doing random sampling. And they don't rely, there's no reliance on fraud proofs. They don't need to wait for a full node to tell them if that the block was correctly constructed. They can actually determine that on their own because of these KCG polynomial commitments with DAS. So that's a really exciting you know, technology construct that we provide at the base layer. And then our next product is called the Nexus. And the Nexus is a layer to unify all of these rollouts and provide, as I was saying, cohesive user experiences and developer experiences across rollups. And the way that it works is that it uses proof aggregation, so it is able to basically aggregate proofs from different chains about their correct execution and couple that with the DA layer. So proofs of execution on their own are not enough to be sure that you know the state of a rollup. You need to also know that that execution is what was actually published in their blocks, and that's what that combination does for you. And so that's why we're, you know, that's why it makes sense for us to leverage our DA layer and also then have this unification layer that that then provides very strong guarantees that the data was published and that it was executed correctly and that it matches that what was published was what is the new state, right? And so what that allows is that allows essentially you can know what the state of any rollup in the Nexus is without actually running a full node of the rollup, right? And in a world where you have, you know, hundreds, thousands of rollups, it is essential to be able to have that certainty, and that is what will enable a kind of more microservices type universe, right? Where we have a lot of rollups that specialize in just one thing, they do it really well, and they offer that functionality to every other rollup and then end users as a service, right? Yeah. So maybe you do like balance transfers really well. Maybe you do NFTs of some kind really well. Maybe you do something else really well. And you just expose that to other rollups and you can then compose that functionality to deliver end user experience. And then the last piece that we have is Fusion. And so Fusion security is a way to increase the security of the base layer, because now that it's, you know, underpinning the Nexus, it becomes really important to have a lot of crypto economic security at the base layer. And so the way that that will work is we will bring other tokens that already have a high value, like BTC and ETH, and then allow them to participate in Avail's consensus in a direct way. And that is very new. It hasn't really been done before. This participation of consensus is a new thing that we're really excited about. So yeah, I think that's kind of the whole picture. The three, that's what we call it, the Avail Trinity. Yeah.
The vision is very appealing. So let me just kind of try to put it into perspective for what this, me as a user, could look like. It's, you've got all these app chains, app-specific roll-ups on different stacks, different VMs, different, you know, they've made a ton of their own design choices to facilitate this microservice-esque environment, right? Where you go on the internet, you go to specific places to do things. You know, you've got the NFT marketplace, you've got the Amazon, you've got Shopify, you've got individual e-commerce websites, you've got all these different websites, but now we can think of them as chains, or at least an experience on chain. And so by using AvailDA, they're able to tap into much lower costs than settling to Ethereum. And then by getting involved with Avail Nexus, then what they're actually able to do is not just sit in this isolated execution environment, but actually interoperate with all the other rollups within this effectively ZK-proven interoperability solution. And that gives me, as an experience of kind of bouncing around from applications, aka chains, within the Avail Nexus kind of layer, and be almost as if I was just using apps of my choice without needing to really understand that this is a separate chain, this is a separate chain. And so that's kind of the thesis of the future that the Avail team has and that you guys are kind of betting on. And then, of course, bringing it all together with the fusion and the security.
Yeah, absolutely. And we compare it to the way that the web has evolved into microservices, because, you know, when you go to some site, like you go to Amazon and you click buy on something, like they're calling out to some other service to actually process the payment, and to another service to maybe, I don't know, set up tracking for your package or whatever it is. Like there's like a whole tree of other services that underpin that one click buy, right? Some of them provided by Amazon directly, others not, you know, the others are hybrid or whatever, and each one of those can also call other services, right? So it's a whole tree of different asynchronous things that are happening, but you don't care, right? You just went to Amazon and you click buy, that's all you care about, right? So that's kind of the world that we want, right? Like we want a world where your application on your device is able to guarantee that the whole thing happened, you know, according to everybody's rules, but it's invisible to you as an end user, right? Like you just clicked, you know, buy NFT or whatever it is on some marketplace, and then sure, the payment happened on another chain or whatever. Like who cares, right? Like you just got the NFT, that's what you wanted. Yeah. And so
it's like chain abstraction on the user experience level, and then it's like under the hood, it's like this orchestration of different functions, which perhaps in like some intense world, I just want to get my tokens from A to B to C, do a swap, execute here, pull out back to this account. I want to be able to do that from like basically one interface, and under the hood, it's this orchestration of interoperability happening and all these different microtransactions, microservices bouncing from different kind of place to place. And for us, it should be like, we deliver in intent, and Avail under the hood orchestrates this chain abstracted experience of all these different programs happening. Because I don't care, you know. Like I love Avail. You're a great guy, Dan. But like when I click that button to buy that damn bread online and get the Uber Eats, I don't really care if Avail's there. I just want it done. And so that world that we're entering is exciting, and very excited to kind of see you guys push through. So any kind of closing thoughts or thoughts about the vibe here at Modular Day or the broader modular ecosystem?
Yeah, I mean, awesome to talk to you and awesome to be here. Modular Day, you guys can't see it, but it's packed.
Right
over here, there's a ton of people. In general, the vibe at ETH Denver is great. Modular in general has really like risen in people's consciousness. And I think it's a natural progression of this roll-up centric roadmap that we're on. And super excited to be bringing it to market. You know, we have our mainnet coming in just a couple months, cannot wait. So yeah, no pressure, right?
Yeah.
thanks a lot for the chat. Super great to connect.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you.